Carmel, and welcome back to Side Stage here on 91.3. It is currently 77 degrees outside on this beautiful November afternoon. That is definitely very weird to say that it is finally November. It feels like October went by in a blink of an eye. Speaking of, I hope you all had a spooktacular Halloween this past Monday. I know I sure did. I went with a couple of friends to see that new Ouija movie, and all I could say is that we all left the theater pretty scared. Just to keep the Halloween feel alive just for a little bit longer, up next is Thriller by Michael Jackson, and you're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
Hey, what's that? There, on the ground.
No way. Do you know what this is?
It's an all-access pass to Side Stage.
That's crazy. We have to go right now.
Tune in every Wednesday from 4:30 to 6 to hear new artists, up-and-coming bands, and much more with JC Wolf. Only right here on Carmel's very own radio station, 91.3 WHJE.
Speaking of, you are currently tuned to Side Stage here on 91.3, and today, the band that I'm featuring is Boy Meets World. Now, before we get far into the show and talk more about the band itself, we're just going to listen to a couple of Boy Meets World songs. This first song is called Feel It in the Air. That last song was Rest of Our Days by Boy Meets World, a four-piece band from Cincinnati, Ohio. And if you couldn't tell from those last couple of songs, their genre is more pop rock, punk, or alternative rock. Just to name a couple of their influences, they have been Mayday Parade, All Time Low, Newfound Glory, Green Day, and this next artist. This is I Miss You by Blink-182, and you're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
Hello there.
Lead singer of Boy Meets World, Craig Sulfit, actually started a band when he was just in sixth grade with his brother and best friend. Now, they didn't have a lot of original content, but they did cover a lot of Green Day songs.
Well, I heard you crying loud.
That last song was Best You've Ever Had by Boy Meets World. Now, you may have never heard of Boy Meets World before, but I'm sure you've heard of some of the bands that they have toured with before, such as Mayday Parade, The Maine, Motion City Soundtrack, and 7 Minutes in Heaven, a band that I featured on the show before. And Boy Meets World's sound actually really reminds me of 7 Minutes in Heaven's. And if you don't believe me, just listen to this next song. It's called California by 7 Minutes in Heaven, and you're listening to Side Stage here on 91.3. Up next is a classic. It's The Middle by Jimmy Eat World, and you're listening to Side Stage here on 91.3 WHJE. That last song was called Become Someone off of Boy Meets World album Become Someone that came out in 2015 last year. Another band that has had influence on Boy Meets World, All Time Low, also came out with an album last year called Future Hearts. I'm now going to play for you a song off of that album. This is called Cinder Block Garden, and you're listening to 91.3. Along with playing with big band names such as Motion City Soundtrack and Mayday Parade, Boy Meets World has also been on Vans Warped Tour for 3 years in a row, from 2013 to 2015. Hopefully they'll be on Vans Warped Tour again soon. But when I saw them back in 2015, this next song was one of my favorites that they played live. It's called Still I Think, and you're listening to Side Stage here on 91.3 WHJE. You're tuned to Side Stage here on WHJE. It is currently 5:55, which means the show is almost over. But before it ends, I would just like to say a quick thank you for listening, and make sure to tune back next week from 4:30 to 6 to hear another episode of Side Stage. This last song is the acoustic version of So and What by Boy Meets World.